Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with the Community Comment. The Lost Coast Outpost is an online news feed for Humboldt County. It is a great website. They are really on top of everything that is happening on the north coast of California. I find myself relying on their website for my local news more and more. They cover everything from road closures to politics. Last deer season, there was a hay truck that caught fire on the backside of Neyland. They had the information on their website almost immediately. It just so happened that this is the route we take when we go hunting, and the information on our website saved us several hours of delay with their real-time updates. I like the section that lists who gets arrested every day and what the charge was. They also let their viewers respond to the articles they write. This is a lot of information that can be learned by reading these responses. They also have a local elections page that is quite informative. This forum has a section where tough questions are asked of the candidates. I am paying close attention to the four district attorney candidates and how, or if, they will answer the questions posed on the Lost Coast Outpost website. As of yesterday morning, the four candidates, Alan Dollison, Arnie Klein, Ellen Furpo, and Maggie Fleming have not responded to a question asked by Rufus Goth. The question is, how are you different than Gallegos? Will you start a new era or continue with more of the same? The answers to this question alone will determine where the future of Humboldt County is headed. It doesn't matter what your political beliefs are when it comes to crime. Humboldt County has been devastated during Paul Gallegos' tenure as our district attorney. Some of us blame his lenient marijuana stance on this escalation in crime. Others believe it is just a sign of the times. I have been very vocal in my criticism of the DA, and whether I'm right or wrong in my analysis, the fact of the matter is that while the entire state crime statistics were declining, hours were rising. This is a fact, and our new DA needs to make some major changes in how we handle criminals if we're going to see these disturbing, escalating crime numbers slow down and hopefully decline. The jail being overcrowded is a very real problem that needs to be addressed, not only by our district attorney, but by the Board of Supervisors as well. We spend over half of the county budget on social services. I'm 100% in favor of helping the poor, but not the lazy. The resources that are being bled dry by the lazy people need to be diverted to a facility that incarcerates the nonviolent criminals. I want my tax dollars to keep the drug addicts that are stealing us blind in some sort of detention. We are slapping these people on the hand and letting them back out on the streets without spending a single day in jail. Please build a new facility so these people have to pay for their crimes by spending some time off the streets, and then, and only then, will there be a deterrent for them to not commit crimes. These non-violent criminals are free to prey on society again and again, and in the most horrific case in Humboldt County history, one of these non-violent catch-and-release criminals murdered Father Eric Freed. So I urge the four district attorney candidates to answer the status quo question asked on the Lost Coast Outpost website. Your answers are crucial to the future safety of every Humboldt County citizen. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.